BBC Radio Cumbria.
Very good afternoon to you. It's the Gordon Swindler Show. Lunchtime still 2 here on BBC. In the final hour of the show, I've actually got some people who are over here on a multicultural exchange. It really does sound like the makings of a joke, doesn't it? Have you heard the one about the 6 Germans, 2 Austrians, 3 Norwegians and 3 Belgians? Well, I had them in here this morning. Just to top it off, we had 2 Cumbrians, a Yorkshireman and myself as well. Lord knows what the punchline would be. This is Gabrielle. Have you heard the one about the 6 Germans, 2 Austrians, 3 Norwegians, 3 Belgians, 2 Cumbrians, a Yorkshireman and a Lancastrian? Well, that's the promising scenario for a joke I helped create earlier in this very studio. It's actually all part of a project to help understand the wider workings of modern life and particularly education across Europe. It's been and partly overseen here by Mark Costello, who works for an outfit called Variety Town.
Well, this project is one that's funded by Grundvig, which is a European Union programme. And it brings together people involved in education across Europe. And it's all about sharing good practice across different institutions in Europe. I think it's great when you can just get together with different people from different institutions in different parts of the world and find out more about them and just the process of actually working with them. Enables you to learn an awful lot of things. But I think that people coming here as well from some of the different countries in Europe, I think they'll really learn something about how we work with learners in Carlisle.
Yeah, coming as it does, the week that Carlisle failed to get a nomination as City of Culture, is perhaps apt, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. And I mean, although we've got things like the university and the colleges and the schools, what we also have is lots of organisations that are involved in learning that's quite hidden. So there's things like museums and libraries and housing associations and community groups where people are actually learning an awful lot.
So what are you going to be doing now, I mean, apart from coming to look around BBC Wireless?
Yeah, well, we're going to do a bit of a cultural tour of Carlisle, so although it might not have been successful in the in the cultural stakes itself, we think that there is some culture here. And there's also some diversity as well, so we're going to be sampling Britain's favourite dish, which is the curry, later on today, should I say, at the Viceroy.
You said it now.
I have, yeah.
You do realise, of course, mentioning diversity, that as a Yorkshireman and a Lancastrian, you and I are actually the punchline of a joke here, don't you? We've got 6 Germans, 2 Austrians, 3 Belgians, 3 Norwegians and 2 Cumbrians. So that pretty much means that you and I have to be the punchline.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I don't like to spit when I meet a Lancastrian, but...
No, my hands across the Pennines reach out to shake Mark firmly by the throat, but congratulate him as well on the news that Yorkshire rhubarb has been given European accreditation at last. One of that 18-strong continental cohort that I mentioned there is Alfred, who works in the field of adult education in Austria. No, not the hilly bit.
Rather rural area with only small towns. And this county where I'm coming from is bordering to Hungary. So we have been in a very strange situation the years before 1989. It was a rather isolated area, and therefore you can imagine the economic situation was not very good in this area. And also in a border area, as I said, we have a border to Hungary, you have a border to Scotland, and as we know, it is a border too.
Have you been to this part of the world before, or to Britain before?
No, to be honest, it's the first time for me to be here. And it's a wonderful country, as I have seen. One difference I mentioned when I come here by train, we don't have such a lot of sheep.
So hold on. So you're saying that we've got a lot of sheep in Cumbria?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one stereotype we can't escape, isn't it? We'll have to get rid of them. Would you like to take some home with you?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have this. We have the same problem in Austria because the area where I'm coming from is completely different from the west of Austria. Everybody is thinking when he's speaking about Austria about skiing and mountains and Alps, and we are in a complete flat country. Our highest mountain is 800 meters, so it's you can imagine that it's not really to compare with the Alps. But everybody, when they say I'm coming from Austria, is thinking I'm going skiing and I'm living in the mountains.
And what about within Austria or neighbouring Hungary? Do people sort of view people from your area as a certain way? Because, as I say, the stereotype here in England is you live in Cumbria, you've got to keep sheep.
Yeah. I can imagine. And that's one aim of our project, to overcome stereotypes like that. Maybe that's a follow-up project for the next years.
Yes, what do you reckon? Shall we get Alfred back in a year or two's time, see if he can do something to gloss this terrible stereotype that all we've got is sheep and daffodils? As you know, that's anything but true. We've got sheep and daffodils and mint cake. Well, I woke up this morning